views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Happy to be here today. If you were listening last week, I was getting over a very bad cold and my voice was just barely coming back. However, today it's back strong and I'm ready for today's show. Thank you, many, for flying this supersonic jet plane. And thank you to one and all for tuning in. In just a bit, I'll be bringing on my guest, author, certified aromatherapist, and healing arts master, Candace Covington, to talk about her new book, Essential Oils in Spiritual Practice, Working with the Chakras, Divine Archetypes, and the Five Great Elements. I am so psyched about talking with her as I know nothing about essential oils, so I have so many questions for her. Then in the second half of the show, and I got to tell you, totally psyched about this too, we are going to be doing readings on air together. I'll be doing a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turning it over to my guest for her perspective along with a suggestion of an essential oil that the caller may want to try in light of their individual situation. How awesome is that? If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you are tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. In addition to personal readings, I also do readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it, as well as workshops nationwide on embracing change, manifesting healthy love, and finding your purpose. Last year, I was featured in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States, which was such an incredible honor. If you're interested in scheduling a session with me or inquiring about an event you're hosting, you can find me at Elite Tarot, which is at ElitetarotT.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. Now, I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show, and the card that came to mind was the Star card, which is card number 17 in the Major Arcana. My guest's awesome book talks about essential oils and how they can impact vibrational energy. And this card just called out its name to me. Now, in the Star card, you see a person kneeling by an opening of a beautiful lake or ocean. In each hand, she holds a jug of the water, which she is almost magically pouring in unison from both hands. In her right hand, she pours water into the lake, and in her left hand, she pours water onto the earth. It is almost as if her body is the conduit between the vibrational energy that flows as above, so below. The Star card falls in the tarot deck after the Tower card, I can get that out, which often signifies time of great shifting change. The star is the calm after the storm, a time of healing, a time of growth, and a time of reconnecting with your own authenticity for unconditional self-acceptance. Well, let me introduce my guest. I got so many questions for her. Candace Covington is a certified aromatherapist, healing arts master, and energy worker. A former instructor at Ashmead College in Ayurvedic Theory and Aromatherapy, she is now the primary aromatherapist at the Chopra Center. So she knows her stuff. She is the founder of Divine Archetypes, an essential oil company, and can be found at divinearchetypes.org. And that's spelled divinearchetypes.org. Welcome, Candace, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eve. I am just delighted to be here.
Well, the delight is shared by me because I am so excited you are here too, because I have so many questions. Before we get into, though, the essential oils, can you share a little bit with our listeners about your journey into this field, which is a little non-traditional?
Yes, and well, keeping in line with that, my beginning was pretty non-traditional. I genuinely believe I was born to have this be my dharma or destined life work. My mother told me since I was very, very young, I would go out into the yard in the neighboring fields and I would pick all of these weeds and plants and I would bring her into the house and have her lay on the couch and I would rub them on her feet and I would tell her very elaborate stories about what they were doing for her. Now, I hardly even remember that, but I think that's a part of the cellular memory that I brought forward from past lives, that I was really starting early on my path to explore this concept. And then after that, just every single opportunity I had to study any way that the plant kingdom could impact humankind, I just dove in feet first. I'm heavily influenced by Eastern philosophy and Jungian thought, as well as Native traditions as far as plant use. And then, of course, also European use of essential oils play into that also.
You know, it's so amazing how little, I always say that the universe gives us little breadcrumbs as early as that cellular level and as far back as, you know, as a child, that just kind of keep us on the right path. And, you know, as life and we sort of deviate off the path from time to time, it's always that thread that just continues forward. So I love that story. Now, what are essential oils? Because I know what essential means. I know what oil means. But what do we do when we put those together? What are they?
Well, in the most practical definition, it's basically a plant that has been distilled. And during the distilling process, the active chemicals are separated from the body of the plant. And since we have evolved with the plant kingdom, we have receptors that are open to these plant molecules. And due to this relationship, essential oils are able to influence our physical bodies and bring about specific conditions on the subtle level in our bodies.
Okay, so it's basically it's in the distillation process that where it becomes that essential part?
Exactly. So herbs, for example, you still are working with, like, say you decide to distill lavender. So you could use, like, say, an herbal mixture of lavender. It wouldn't, even though you are working with all of the same components, it wouldn't affect the body in the same way as when you distill the plant, because all of a sudden you have extracted all of its active chemicals. And so they become very, very small, and they're able to either pass in through smelling, we're able to take that in, and it literally activates receptors in our brain. We can apply it into our skin, and our skin is able to absorb it in a more ready way than, like, say, if you just rubbed a whole plant of lavender. But the distinction is, whereas you might make a tea out of the whole plant in its herbal form, you do not traditionally ingest essential oils. because they're more dynamic, either using on the skin or in health.
I probably could have used some last week. I've been getting over being sick. What are, now in your book, you talk about, you know, your book is not just strictly about the technicalities of essential oils. You also talk about its connection with archetypes. What, could you share a little bit about what that is?
Oh, yes. In fact, I just want to say that if you're looking for a book on the way that essential oils affect your physical body, you're not going to find it with mine. So like you said, I dedicated my entire book to the exploration of how essential oils impact our subtle selves, and archetypes are one of the more fascinating ways I think you can work with that energy. And just in case some of the callers aren't familiar with what an archetype is, I would like to start by defining that.
Great.
In the simplest of terms, an archetype can be understood as an idea that predates form and resides in the collective unconscious of all humankind. Once a force has been activated, an aspect of the collective unconscious that the deep self has a need for, that specific emanation of form will collate and express that energy as an archetype. Once made manifest, an archetype is an energetic blueprint that has the ability to mold and shape our energetic body and bring about specific traits and behaviors. The role of essential oils in this is very palpable and dynamic. Since all of creation is vibration, all you need to do is seek out what essential oils vibrate to the same traits as the archetype you wish to invoke. For example, the goddess Athena is an archetype for wisdom, intelligence, practicality, and strategy. So to construct the energetic blueprint for Athena, you would use the essential oils that vibrate to her same traits, like lemon, black pepper, elemite. And by the way, I have to stop on elemite, because you were talking about the star card being as above, so below. It's so interesting that Athena popped into my mind for the example, because elemite literally translates from Arabic to mean as above, so below, and it's a resin. And one of Athena's traits that is so amazing is that since she's about practical wisdom, so you get those lofty ideas, but you're able to use elemite as the vehicle to take them from the ethers or your deep creativity and plant it into the earth for practical expression, because that's one of her gifts, is that she helps you do things like build an enterprise or be good at sciences or even something as simple as organize your household or balance your bank book. So she's all about bringing intuition to create order. And then the last one in that complex is cardamom. And as these essential oils together energetically paint her portrait, once you make a blend of these oils, or you can use them singularly if you're more drawn to one, it introduces that vibration into your system, and it immediately will start to organize your subtle body to bring her traits about, which are, again, wisdom, intelligence, practicality, and strategy.
Ooh, very interesting. Oh my gosh. I want to talk more about this. I got so many more of the questions. Thank you for sharing that. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with my guest, Candace Covington, author of Essential Oils and Spiritual Practice. And we'll be doing joint readings later on in the show, where Candace will be making a suggestion of an essential oil that goes along with a call. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chances are you've been on your conscious journey for many years, and you've learned a lot about manifesting a wonderful life. But if you are like many others on their spiritual paths, you may still have some area of your life where you're feeling stuck. Perhaps you've read many books, attended lots of workshops, listened to many programs, and done plenty of inner work, and yet there is still something you'd like to change. With all the information out there, it may be hard to see the forest for the trees. Do you want to get a bird's eye view of that forest so you are empowered to navigate more effectively? Do you want to know the key to positive change and develop a personalized strategy for creating the changes you desire? Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for a four-week webinar series beginning January 9th. Start your new year right and embrace the vibration of change. For more information, visit ChristineUpchurch.com. That's ChristineUpchurch.com or call 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Main Street Metaphysics Radio with a little bit of the five great elements with earth, wind, and fire. I am Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Candace Covington, author of Essential Oils and Spiritual Practice, working with the chakras, divine archetypes, and the five great elements. I will also be doing a one card reading shortly with Candace, offering her perspectives on the situation. And I'm totally psyched about this. She'll be making a suggestion of an essential oil based on the call that the caller might want to try. If you're like me and don't really know too much about essential oils, how great is it that we have a master teacher on the subject here? If you are interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you are feeling stressed, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. Candace, I have more questions for you, but before we get to them, could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you?
The best way is to visit my website, which is divinearchetypes.com. That's kind of an odd spelling, so I'm going to say it out for you. divinearchetypes.com. It's a very detailed website that talks a lot about my theory and my insight. And if you want to have a more tangible experience, there's many essential oil aromatherapy products I have created over the years that are a product of my book. So you can kind of fill that in a first-hand level. And also it has my email address there. So if you wanted to shoot me an email for a direct question, I would love to start the conversation.
And thank you so much for mentioning that, because I just now realized that I said .org earlier. So it's .com, correct?
Oh, it's both, actually. I did
okay.
Both domains. So
okay.
So yeah, you can go to either .com or .org, and they're both correct.
Okay, yay. So right before the break, we were talking about archetypes and just getting into the essential oils. And, you know, it's like, okay, I really want to start using essential oils, but not sure, how does the person even find them? What's the best way a person can get them?
Well, one of the wonderful things that have happened over the last couple of years is they're pretty ubiquitous. You can find them almost anywhere. Most health food stores or larger chains like Whole Foods or Natural Selection will carry them in their health and well-being aisle. There's many wonderful online retailers. I know there's several pyramid essential oil companies out there that make it sound like that they're the only ones you can source high-quality, pure essential oils from, but that's simply not true. I suggest if you're buying online, once you find the essential oil you're looking for, simply fill into the company's energy to see how they fill and present to you. The chances are several of the retailers you find will source their oils from the same distiller. So small things come into play. Do you like the fill of the company? How are they bottled? Are they by hand? Do you want something that is mass bottled? Both are good. It's just the vibration you're looking for. Even labels impart energy. So look for the whole picture before you make a choice. I think most importantly, as long as it's just 100% essential oil and doesn't say words like synthetic or parfum or fragrance, it's pretty much a safe choice. So then just use your intuition and your gut feeling to decide which company you want to go with.
And people can people purchase essential oils with you direct or...
Oh, absolutely, yes. I've dedicated over 10 years researching distillers from all over the world. So the essential oils I carry, I have a personal relationship with the place of origination that they've come from. And like, for example, I've probably tried 15 different distillers for lavender over the years until I finally settled on a beautiful one from Bulgaria. And recently, I just found a new distiller from the Willamette Valley in Oregon, which I'm biased to because I live in Oregon, and it has a beautiful, fatty, round-out note that the Bulgarian one doesn't have, which is a little bit more high and bright. So it's so interesting. You can just play with all of the different oils because depending on climate and the soil and things like that, it's actually going to present a difference on the nose. So it's just like drinking a wine or eating chocolate or cooking. You can play with, the minute details to find what it is that your exact body, you know, vibrationally and from a scent point of view really, really resonates with.
Mm. And that's at divinearchetypes.org or com.
That is correct. That.
Excellent. Well, so I decide I'm going to start to delve into the essential oil world, what's the best way for a person to begin to incorporate them into either a physical practice or just a spiritual practice?
Well, the first thing I would do is just literally identify what is it that you want to address. Like you just mentioned that you had a cold.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, if you had congestion, you know, you would want to go to maybe diffusing a peppermint or a eucalyptus, you know, or if you say wanted to, have support in a meditation practice, you would use frankincense because its vibration is to open up your psychic centers. But say, for example, you had a really hard time sitting for meditation, you might want to use a vetiver or patchouli because it grounds the soul and calms the mind. So the first step in any practice is decide what your goals are. And then once you identify what your goals are, then you simply need to do is to select essential oils that have the frequency that matches your desire. And then you just create a practice or a ritual to amplify that energy. And there you go.
Oh, that sounds pretty straightforward. But now, can you do them wrong? I mean, like if I take, I want to meditate, and so I'm going to use the frankincense or the patchouli rather, and I just dump it all over me. I mean, can I do it wrong?
Oh, no, that's a great question. Okay, so even though our focus is a little bit on the esoteric, essential oils are very physical, like we started talking about, that they're active chemical constituents. So really the only thing you can do wrong is not put it in a base oil. So like you said, you definitely would not want to. In aromatherapy, when you don't dilute an essential oil, it is called neat. You would not want to apply a neat oil to your body. You would want to, for say example, just take a teaspoon of a fatty base oil that can be coconut, olive oil, almond, jojoba, whatever it is you're drawn to. And then you could put 1 to 13 drops of essential oil in that if you're going to use it for, like, say, a ritual anointing, like you were talking about a meditation blend. Mm-hmm. Say you wanted to anoint your crown and your third chakra. You could do like 1 to 13 drops in that tablespoon of oil and just rub into those tiny spaces. But if you're going to do a full body application, I would recommend like an 1 ounce base oil, I would do 1 to 25. So you want to make sure that you don't overwhelm your system by just applying that neat oil. The other thing is that you do want to make sure that there's no contraindications for the oil if you're going to be applying it physically. So, for example, a lactating mother would not want to use clary sage. So it's just, you know, just double check, make sure that whatever oil you decide to use is completely fine. But other than that, when you come to a energetic perspective, no, you can't really make a mistake. So if it might not bring about the result that you want, but you're not going to have any harmful side effects. So say you're having a really hard time studying for an exam and you want to organize your left brain so you can really focus, you would want to use, like, say, a kefir lime, because that's going to organize your ideas and really let you get it down on paper. Whereas, like, say you use, back to the frankincense example, that might diffuse your mind and it might not help you lay down those long-term memory patterns. So it won't cause harm, but it won't get, you can't achieve your goal. So on the energetic level, no, you can create no harm, but you want to be precise in your choices. On the physical level, always check contraindications and always dilute.
Mm. Yeah. Whenever you want to incorporate something new into your practice, frankly, for someone like me, who's kind of a little bit more mainstream than metaphysical at times, and sometimes more metaphysical than mainstream, it can be actually overwhelming to know where to start. So I really, truly appreciate you kind of holding my hand through this through this journey, just because there might be others out there who are like, I'd like to do this, but it seems like I don't even know where to begin. So I really appreciate all this information. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're taking calls for reading and talking more with my guest, Candace Covington. David, it's hang on tight. You're up next. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh, my goodness.
Winning at the game of money.
Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, schedule a reading, or inquire about readings for an upcoming event or workshop you're hosting at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. If you are just tuning in, I'm here with my guest, Candace Covington, author of Essential Oils in Spiritual Practice, Working with the Chakras, Divine Archetypes, and the Five Great Elements. You can learn more about her as well as explore some of those essential oils at divinearchetypes.com or divinearchetypes.org. So we're going to now get to calls. Just so listeners know, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And I will be doing a one-card tarot card reading today. After I do the reading, then I'm going to hand it off to Candace for her psychic interpretation and essential oil suggestion. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious is on your side, wants you to be happy. There is nothing scary that can possibly come up in a reading. And as always, before we begin readings, I always like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed practitioner. So now, unfortunately, David's call broke through, but we are going to go to our next caller, Sherry. Sherry, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for calling. Is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or for a general reading?
Yes.
Before I hand you over to Candace?
Okay. How can I manifest more in my life in a physical way?
Are you speaking about finances? Are you speaking about joy, love?
How about finances and love?
All right. Well, let's take a look. So the card that came up, and while you were talking, I was shuffling the cards, and then I used my non-dominant hand, which is the hand that accesses the unconscious, to pull a card on your behalf. And the card that came up was the King of Pentacles, and which is kind of apropos because pentacles often talk about finance, tangible things. And in this card, first of all, I love, my clients know, I love when kings and queens come up because it really talks to your strength and your ability. You know, you have totally have the ability to manifest whatever it is that you are wanting. So that is half the journey right there. However, with the King of Pentacles, you see a king and he's sitting on his throne, but there's a lot of clutter. You know, if you look online, I use the Rider-Waite deck, it's almost like he blends into the scenery. You can't tell where he ends and the landscape begins. And as a result of the clutter, there's like this band across his chest that's kind of like keeping him prisoner in a sense of being able to move beyond where he is now. So even though it's kind of counterintuitive, I would encourage you to look at places of clutter. Now, this could be tangible clutter. It could be the box in the closet that you know is there. You don't even know it's in it anymore, but it's there and it's just keeping that energy weighing you down. It could also be emotional clutter in terms of some things that you're holding on to that perhaps you can let go of. It is by releasing some of that clutter, that extraneous clutter that's keeping you perhaps in a bit of a stagnant position, that affords that opportunity for you to exceed wherever it is that you're, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, whatever it is that you are manifesting. The fact that I said trying also tells me to remind you, cut out words like hoping, wanting, thinking, trying, feeling, just because those okay. words will also stall that energy as well. Does that resonate?
Okay. Totally. I know I need to clean out the second bedroom. It's full of all kinds of stuff.
But you know what? It's all a journey. There's no judgment. And you can cut yourself a break with the I need to. It's like, I'm doing it. Instead, let's okay. put that action word on it. And even if you take it bit by bit, that little bit by bit will speed up and it'll just propel you from that energy perspective, putting that wind at your back. Now, let's see if there's any other additional guidance that you can get from an essential oil perspective. So I'm going to turn you over to Candace. Candace, do you have anything of any ideas or guidance for Sherry?
Well, first of all, after carefully listening to your reading, I am going to recommend essential oils that I normally wouldn't recommend for creating abundance or even working on bringing in love. I would like to focus on the organize and clearing up clutter and creating new space. So for you, Sherry, I would recommend a lemon, because lemon will help organize your mind. So when you look around your space, it will genuinely help you decide what is of value to you that you want to keep and you want to integrate into your life, and what it is that it's time for you to let go of. And, you know, perhaps donate and move away from. And then from that place of spaciousness, then you can start to plan. And then for when you want to start to work on physical abundance, I would definitely use the energy of galangal essential oil, because that essential oil organizes from earth, feet of water. So earth within the essential oil realm has to do about building anything that has to do with practicality. So what that will do is give you the firm footing that you can start to make practical, pragmatic steps where you can systematically start to build whatever enterprise that you're going to create to hold your venture that's going to be the basket for that abundance. And water, on the other hand, rules emotion. So it will allow you to have synchronistic circumstances where your right livelihood also syncs up with an emotional pattern of the heart that will put you in a position in a place that would be likely to allow love to bloom in your life as well.
Now, and Candace, when you say lemon, you don't mean taking like some actual lemon and just spritzing it all over her. There's a lemon essential oil as well.
Oh yes, sorry. Both yes, lemon essential is an essential oil, and galangal is an essential oil. So both referenced are essential oils.
Okay, excellent. Ooh, how does that sound, Sherry?
It sounds awesome, and I just ordered the not the lemon, but the other one. So it's on its way. So I'm very happy I picked the right one.
You definitely use that intuition. you are most definitely on your way. I love it. I hope that's been helpful for you, Sherry.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great holiday.
You too. Thanks so much for calling. Well, we are going to get to our next caller. We're not going to probably get through all of it before we take the break, but we'll get started. Karen, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited you called. Is there anything you have a question about or would like a general reading? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's about my daughter, and I just feel like in the last few years, she's just been real angry and scattered and not sure which direction she's going into. And I'm just curious what you feel is going on with her energetically.
Well, I hear everything you're saying. You know, from my perspective, I'm not able to look into her energy just because I don't have her permission, and it would still just be coming from your perspective. However, what I can do is I'm going to pull a card on what you can do as to be a best support, you know, to help be the best support as possible for your daughter. Does that make sense?
Okay. Sure. Well, otherwise I could ask you a question about myself, if that's easier.
Well, no, it's completely up to you.
Okay. I'll get off that one if you have trouble reading it. But I'm back with an old boyfriend, and what do you see in the future for us and the demons that he did once carry, if he's still in to those demons, or has he gotten rid of those?
All right. Well, again, totally hear what you're saying. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull a card just on you navigating this chapter forward, just because with him, again, it's similar to your daughter. I just don't have his permission. I can't look into his energy. I only look into what is in your power, just because while we understand the desire to kind of want to know what's happening with someone else, I want to know. I totally get it. I only focus on what is under your power, what is in your control. And the card that came up was the Seven of Cups. And in this card, you see seven cups, and each one has a different worry, a different anxiety, a different concern, a different joy. And it is in the end, then in the center on the top row is there's something, but we don't know what's there because we've got a blanket covering it. So we know we need to put energy and worry about it, but we just don't know what it is. So it's all that stuff that has not been proven true. The effect of having all those seven worries kind of competing, particularly with worries about your daughter, which are totally, completely sincere and true and everything, they're taking up energy as well as competing worries about the relationship, as well as some other worries that are going on. From an energy perspective, when you try to worry about them all at the same time, it can be a stalled energy, because my whole focus is just on energy and movement, and it can stall and almost paralyze the energy from your perspective about focusing on what is in your power. With this card, it is all about recognizing that you cannot worry about things that have not been proven true, just because that's using an energy and it's out of your power and it takes away from what is in your control. And to know that we can just deal with one thing at a time. When we are kind of like, well, I want to worry about this and I want to worry about this and I want to worry about this, when they all come together, it's just creating more strain and stress on a mind, body, and spirit level. Definitely separate out your worries from worries that you can deal with and worries that have not been proven true. And then at the same time, just bless what is out of your power and release that, not for anybody else's benefit, but just for your own, just so that you can enjoy some of the joys that are shown in that Seven of Cups too, and really embrace that. You know, I definitely want to talk more with you, and I want to hand you over to Candace, but I'm going to ask you to hang on through the break as we are going to take our last break, and then we'll come right back to you. We're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
There's a bridge and there's a river that I still must cross.
going on my journey. Though I might be lost, and there's a road I have to follow.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
No one told me just how to get there. But when I get there, I know. 'Cause I'm taking it.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Candace Covington, author of Essential Oils in Spiritual Practice. Right before the break, we were talking with Karen. Karen, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. I also love that we had Whitney Houston Step by Step, because I can't think of a better song that typifies what's going on. It's literally about just taking things step by step, releasing that which is just out of our power. And it's totally understandable to want to take on all of the external energy. It's just, from an energy perspective, it's just not the most effective use of energy. But I'm going to hand you over to Candace to offer her perspectives, and seeing also ways that we can help manifest all that joy, and particularly in terms of being a support for your daughter, as well as manifesting love. So Candace, handing Karen over to you.
Hi, good morning. First, thank you for calling in. My read of the situation is the essential oil of marjoram would be very supportive for you, because you're in the crux of holding emotionally, like you want the best for everybody in your life. But as Eve was speaking about, is that you need to be able to let that go and be able to be in the present moment in relationship with them, so you're able to see that what is literally unfolding in that moment as far as thought process, emotion, and even their physical actions. And Marjoram creates that soft space where you're able to be in real present time with them and be in an authentic moment-to-moment relationship with them. And that will also, just at a deep level, just really kind of soothe and comfort your soul. Do you have an additional question from a personal emotional perspective of any sort of fortification you would like me to make a recommendation from that I could help offer support with?
Probably just insecure in my personal love relationship.
Pine essential oil is hands down, specifically Scott's pine essential oil. What that really does is that allows your own personal self-love to really, really, really blossom. And as that opens up, all the insecurities will melt away. And again, that'll help you be in a real-time relationship. One of the more fascinating things about incarnating in a human form is that our thought processes aren't neutral. It's very hard to navigate the world. And we always hear, and almost every tradition says, stay in present moment. But it's easier said than done. And the use of the pine essential oil, what that will do is it will help neutralize the things that have happened in the past so you don't project all of the experiences that you have had. And what happens when you have deep history with somebody, it's so easy to project those fears or worries or expectations forward. And again, pine will help neutralize that so you're able to have a more naked, raw, in-the-moment experience.
Okay, thank you so much, Candace. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling, Karen. Hope everything goes well. Keep us updated. And
okay,
thanks so much
thank you for your reading, too.
No, my pleasure. Thanks so much for calling. Candace, you're fantastic. I'm learning so much from you, so thank you.
My pleasure.
I can't believe that this hour is almost up, but before we close, I've got to ask, what's next for you in your ever-evolving journey?
Well, I have to say I'm very excited for my next stage. I can't even honestly wait for January 1st to roll around. I'm a little bit old school like that, so I'm waiting to really anchor things in, but I'm starting a new book. But equally exciting is come spring, I am going to become a crocus farmer and a butterfly rancher. So,
oh, my gosh.
I live in a little farmette in Oregon City, and one of the reasons why I moved out here originally was to write. But an added bonus is that I've always written about nature from an esoterical point of view. But this year, I'm really getting my hands dirty, and I'm really going to move into actually growing crocus for their saffron, which I'm very excited to use in different preparations, and then also just butterfly farming as a sustainable source because those poor little darlings are having a hard time. So I really am excited to be able to help support their journey here on Earth. And I'll also make vibrational essences, which, of course, is only the energetic imprint of something. There's no physical property in it, but I'm excited to be able to start to make some whimsical vibrational essences off of my new little farming ventures.
And it very much ties into play what you were saying as a little girl, just playing with those weeds and going out in the ground. So that is just wonderful. And I hope that you will come back with your new book and we can do this again.
Oh, I would enjoy nothing more. This has been, again, just purely delightful.
Oh, well, it has been a delight having you on. Thank you so much for being with us today on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, Candace. And again, you can learn more about Candace on her site, which is divinearchetypes.com, which is divinearchetypes.com or .org. Either way, it still gets there. Thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So I can't believe it. The hour is up. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our Essential Oils show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you to one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me and an honor to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to doing next week's show where I will be doing 3 card readings all hour and talking about turning your New Year's resolutions into some New Year's joy. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Happy holidays, one and all, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.